to Science Talks with Isagenics, where different scientists, nutritionists, researchers, and experts from the Isagenics Center of Nutrition and Science, ICONS for short, break down the science behind Isagenics products and nutrition and health in general. My name is Taylor Malham, and I'm an Isagenics Nutrition Education Specialist, and today I have the honor of having Zach Sigich with me today. We are going to be talking about all things sports nutrition and its importance for athletes. And if you don't know Zach, well, he is a father, husband, and entrepreneur. He is an Isagenics rank 4-star Golden Circle, 3-star Crystal Executive. He has over 20,000 plus hours of hockey coaching experience with over the past 15 years, all around the world, including Sweden, Czech Republic, Latvia, Sweden, the Netherlands, as well as all throughout Canada and the United States. He grew up in Minnesota, and he has played for 4 years of professional hockey, including a season in China, which is pretty cool. He founded Pro Hybrid Training in 2005 and has grown it into a worldwide goalie training company and produced a DVD series that has sold over 25,000 copies globally. He has coached over 70 players to D1 college scholarships and has helped produce over a dozen NHL draft picks. So he knows a thing or two about hockey. He currently lives in Woodbury, Minnesota with his wife, Jessica, who is a spin instructor and a network marketing professional. And together they have a son, Henrik, and daughter, Ilya. And both kids are hockey players, and Zach spends much of his time coaching these kids' hockey teams. So welcome, Zach. That is quite the background.
Taylor, thank you so much. That was a fantastic introduction, and I'm really excited to be here and share with everyone. It's absolutely my pleasure. So let's get after it.
Yeah, let's do. Okay, so let's just jump right in, I guess. So we are going to talk today all about your background, you know, with hockey, professional sports, you working with young athletes, and some of the things you've seen there. And I've talked to you in the past about how you truly realize the importance of nutrition and how little most people, especially athletes, know about how to properly fuel themselves. So will you tell me a little bit about your journey with this and how you found this as such a, you know, a big concern for athletes?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, that's exactly what drew me into nutrition first, and then Isagenics as a solution next. And you know, like you mentioned, I run an international goalie training school, and I found that the families of goalies and the goalies themselves invest so many resources into the training, the private lessons, the camps, the equipment, the travel, time, money, energy, all those resources into that, into becoming a better hockey player. And the relative relationship between how much resources they're spending on all that training and equipment and travel compared to what they're spending in education, time, and energy and money into food and nutrition is just is incredibly imbalanced. And I realized this at a camp one day. It was probably like 9:30 in the morning. We'd been on the ice for about an hour, and everyone was just really sluggish. There's about, imagine, 24 goalies on the ice, all looking to gain Division I college scholarships over the course of the next couple of years. So they're anywhere between 15 and 18 years old. And everyone was really sluggish, and I brought everyone in, and I said, what's going on here, guys? Everyone just looks like checked out a little bit. You're just going through the motions. You know, everyone's traveled here from far distances. You've invested a lot of time in your training and money into this camp. What's going on? And, you know, the deer in the headlights. I'm thinking, all right, I just asked a goalie, what did you eat for breakfast this morning? And the answer that he gave me was, I can't remember. And it was probably 2 hours ago. And I was thinking, oh my goodness. And then I asked a couple other goalies, and they're like, oh, I had an orange juice and a bagel, or I had a Pop-Tart and some cereal, you know, the continental breakfast, whatever it was. And at that time, I had realized that, you know, nutrition is a mystery to so many of our athletes and their families, and many coaches, I think, too. It's a mystery. And at that time, that was probably about 2012, so quite a long time ago, about 7 years ago, I set it as a goal of mine. I said, you know what? We've turned goalie training, something that's a little bit mystical, you know, goalies are a little different than the normal hockey player, into a system. And I was like, all right, what I'm going to do is I'm going to come up with a systematic approach to nutrition. My goal was to take nutrition from a mystery and turn it into a puzzle, show people the puzzle pieces, how they fit together. And then when they put these puzzle pieces together, how they can really unlock a vision of, you know, confidence when it comes around nutrition.
Yeah, that is so great. I mean, I've been with teammates or people I'm athletes I'm working with, and seeing them, you know, throw away that like McDonald's bag or whatever in the trash on their way into the it's like nothing more disheartening. Like, no, you're gonna feel so terrible later. So I totally get it. Okay.
Right.
And so you created this system, and then what did you do next? Like, what led you to Isagenics? What did you find to be the most beneficial working with these athletes? Will you just talk a little bit about your journey there and what led you to us?
Totally. You know what? Social media was the first connection I had to Isagenics. My wife and I were on a vacation together. We were in Mexico, and a mutual friend liked a picture of ours. A friend that I didn't know, a friend of a friend, sort of, I guess, was creeping, quote unquote, on our social media. And it was just a picture of my wife and I on the beach. And it was just a simple comment and a like, beautiful couple. You guys look so happy. And then what do? You click on it and you see, wow, all right, who's this girl? And we found out at the time her name was Emily Wind, and now she's Emily Vavra, and many of you guys probably know Em. And she's been a tremendous friend for my wife and I, and a mentor in this business. We've become very, very close over the last seven, 8 years. But she was Emily Lind at the time, and she liked the picture. And then she just asked to set up a meeting. And she said, you know, I see you as such a leader in the hockey industry. You know, what are you doing for nutrition for your athletes? And it was just perfect timing, because it was right after I had that sort of aha moment with my athletes. So I sat down with them at a coffee shop, and, you know, we talked leadership development, we talked nutrition, we talked about entrepreneurship, you know, we really hit it off. And she's like, hey, you know what I'd like you to do is I'd love for you to give this a shot for you and your family first, you know, have it fuel your nutrition first. And if you like it, have your athletes try it. And then from there we can talk. And that's really Emily's approach was so genuine, and she was confident, and I trusted her. So I started using, I love the Isolene shakes. And a little funny backstory there was I was used to just using a whey protein, like just a whey protein isolate. So just like a scoop of whey protein, you know, no carbs, no fat. And I was used to like putting a bunch of cranberries and beets and kale and, you know, the everything you could imagine, fish oil. And I was like very proud of the, you know, the 12 minutes it took me to make my protein shake every morning, you know, mixing all this up. And it was crazy. And so the first time I made an Isolene shake, I put all that other stuff in it. And I went to taste it. I'm like, oh my goodness, it's so thick. It's chunky. What's going on? I called Em. I said, what's going on with these shakes? And she's like, no. You just need ice and water. And I was like, ice and water? How is that possible? So I made one, and I was like, oh, gosh. It was so good. It was a chocolate Isolene Pro shake. And I was like, this is so good. It took me about 45 seconds to make. And I looked at the nutrition, and then I was like, I'm getting everything that I would be getting, you know, in a full meal, or if I, you know, put the kale and the spinach and the cranberries and the beets and all that stuff. And I'm like, this is so much easier, and it's so much simpler. And then I just started sharing it with our athletes as a great solution for breakfast before camps, and then and the bars and the shakes and the hydrate. Well, it was called I think it was called Want More Energy back in the day. I just started sharing with, you know, those were the main products, the shakes, the bars, and the hydrate with my athletes. And that's really where it started a long time ago. And now it's obviously grown across the AMP line, which we can get into a little later. But that's where it started.
Yeah, that is so amazing. And that's a hilarious story you bring up about the shakes, because I feel like that's something we forget about once we use the shake so often, is most other shakes out there, you have to add, you know, you have to add milk to get some good micronutrients in there, or you have to add all these different things to make it a full meal. But ours already have that. And that's something I always take for granted when I'm mixing up my shake. Well, that is amazing. Okay. And so just talking about your athletes again, like between your young, I know you work with a lot of younger athletes, but what do you find most athletes, young or old, that they're just missing out on? Is it the feeding themselves enough, the hydration, the micronutrients, the quality of the food? Where do you find that people have most lost?
You know what? It starts off to me with consistency in the macronutrients. You know, we call the macronutrients, which are one of the puzzle pieces of effective nutrition.
Yeah.
So the macronutrients are like the movie stars. You know, like everyone knows Tom Cruise, Leonardo DiCaprio, Will Ferrell. You know, we know the movie stars, but we don't necessarily know the supporting cast. But, you know, in order to get the foundation set before we even talk about anything else, we really have to understand the macronutrients, you know, the fats, the proteins, the carbohydrates, you know, what do they do and how much do I need? You know, it's so important to make sure an athlete is getting, and anyone, any of us, you know, whether we're working out a little bit, working out not at all, or we're an athlete looking to really fine tune our performance, just getting enough first, you know, sufficient macronutrients. So getting enough protein in our bodies, getting enough healthy fats, getting enough carbohydrates. And I would say, you know, the protein and the healthy fats are the most challenging things for a person or an athlete to get into their body consistently, because, you know, we can all find sources of carbohydrates everywhere, it seems like. But, you know, getting, you know, those consistent proteins and consistent healthy fats in our diet, which I think, you know, the isolate shakes and the bars do such a great job of that. It gives that consistency in our diet, you know, just getting that consistent protein, those consistent healthy fats in. And then, you know, we can really fill in the gaps in our nutrition with this high quality convenient shake or a high quality convenient bar. So then we don't miss out on those macros, because I think if you're missing out on your macros and you're not getting enough calories in your body as an athlete, that's when, you know, we become injury prone, we get sick, our energy level goes down, our focus goes down, all kinds of things deteriorate when we're not getting enough macronutrients in our body.
I totally agree. I see that all the time just when talking to people, you know, that they're just not getting enough calories in their body, much less athletes. I mean, just functioning on a normal daily basis when you're not getting those good proteins and fats is tough, but trying to perform at such an elite level, that I just can't imagine. So when you are working with your athletes, how do you go about determining what they need? Like, do you have kind of something you start everybody with? Like, how do you go about that? Is it more individualized, or kind of just you find everybody needs something similar?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, I think we all need a similar foundation to our nutrition. And then based on our size, our height, our weight, our goals, where we're currently at, what our habits look like in terms of hydration, sleep, and nutrition, from there it becomes individualized. So what I always start off with is just have a conversation. I said, you know, just you know, catch the guy or the girl sort of off guard and just say, hey, you know, what'd you have for breakfast this morning? You know, what'd you have for breakfast this morning? Rather than, you know, a lot of people go through a nutrition journal or like you have someone write down a week's worth of nutrition. And what tends to happen there, what I've found through my experience, and some people may have different experiences, but through my experience, I found that they really go out of their way to eat healthy for that week. So you're not getting a super clear view on what their nutrition might be looking like, because it might be a little better just because they're tracking it, which is a good thing. But what I always just do is ask what they... Right, exactly, right. And so I always just like to start off with, what'd you have for breakfast? You know, like how much water did you drink today? And most of the times, you know, people will say, I don't know, or they won't say, they'll say, I had a lot of water, or, you know, I had this for breakfast. And I say, you know, how often do you have it? So what did you have? And then how often do you have that? And what I want to really do is get a feel for someone's routine, because anyone can, you know, one time can wake up and make some eggs and oatmeal, and cut up some fruit and make a smoothie one time. Mm-hmm. But we don't get in shape and we don't create our ideal performance and our ideal functioning through one time or two things. We need to find solutions that are consistent, that are desirable, that are things that are easily replicated. You know, if it's a teenage athlete, and their parents are leaving the house in the morning to go to work, and they're on their own, like, what are the chances that that teenager or that college student or that young adult is going to, you know, wake up super early and make a meal and do the dishes and do all that type of stuff. So what I've found is that the shakes for breakfast or a bar for breakfast has been the absolute staple to any of our athletes' plan. And it's going to be a bar or a shake, and usually throw the Ionics in there as well. We can get into, you know, the positive effects of Ionics based on how old the athlete is and what their lives look like. But really the foundation is starting everyone off with a shake for breakfast and a bar or a bar, depending on what they like. And then the same thing post-workout, like right when they get done and they're in the locker room, they're going to have a bar or they're going to have a shake at that time as well. So those are the two main things that I think everyone really hits on, because again, we need to be getting those macros into our bodies right after an intense performance or a intense workout to start that rebuilding and repair process. And, you know, most the athletes are starting their day off with healthy fats and proteins to really optimize their brain function and their muscles and their focus, whether they're going to school or whether they're starting their performance in the morning. So I think those are the two most important things.
I love that. And I mean, I'm no athlete, but my goal every day is just to start my day with a shake. And I find once I do that, I make much better nutrition choices throughout the day. My habits are better. I feel better. And there's just so much good research on starting your day with a good protein dense meal replacement like that. So I love that for athletes and anybody alike. That's a great goal to have. And it's so simple, starting your day off on the right foot.
Totally.
So let's talk about the AMP line, I guess. I guess we should. We're athletes, right? Okay, so the AMP line. So what products do you personally use, and are there any that you just love introducing to your athletes? Like what really works for you?
All right. Well, I am really passionate about AMP Nitro, and was fortunate enough to be on stage to really sort of unveil it with Sarah Richter.
That's
at
right.
New Year's kickoff, not this past year, but the year before. And it was just so much fun, you know, taking that deep dive into the product, especially with someone that's so intelligent as Sarah and just so sharp. And she's got a lot of experience. So it was really fun, you know, getting to know her and share the stage with her and, you know, sort of be the people that launched it at New Year's kickoff. So with Nitro, you know, it's incredible because we always think about Nitro as, all right, this is going to be for high performance athletes, people that are going to be already elite. But really what it does is if anyone works out, think about if you work out one day a week, if you work out 5 days a week, wherever you are on your fitness journey, when you're taking a high quality pre-workout, it's going to get you in the process of working out. So you're committed, you know, you're taking that pre-workout 20 to 30 minutes before. And then that's part of your process. It's like having your gym shoes at the foot of your bed and having your workout clothes right at the foot of your bed. So you know that it's part of the process. So I just love that psychological benefit of Nitro. And then, you know, it really, really uses that nitrosygen, which is an amazing ingredient, which really hits that L-arginine pathway to increase blood flow. And when we increase blood flow, we're increasing performance. I think that's sort of the next level pre-workout is all about blood flow and performance. Whereas there's a lot of pre-workouts on the market that are is all about just jacking you up, you know, full of caffeine and other things. And what Nitro does is it gives a responsible amount of caffeine, a natural source through the green tea extract, the green tea leaf extract, where it's a really responsible amount. It's a scientifically backed amount of caffeine, and there's all kinds of research that shows that amount of caffeine, when taken before a workout, can really increase focus and increase energy levels, and it's all the positives that come with a responsible amount of caffeine without the crashing.
I totally agree. And yeah, when we were coming out with Nitro, I remember watching you on stage with Sarah, and that 150 milligrams of caffeine is really right at that dose that all of the clinical research studies have been using. So it is really cool to see us go with that exact dose. And it is such a beneficial option for anybody. My boss, David Despain, he even adds some to his coffee in the mornings just because he loves the taste. He loves the ingredients. He loves the way it makes him feel. So it's just that is one of our best products. I completely agree.
Yeah. And you know, Taylor, I'd love to hit one more thing with this Nitro, which is creatine. And, you know, as athletes, I think many athletes have heard about creatine, and many men and women that maybe don't consider themselves athletes, or they consider themselves maybe just like getting started on their fitness journey, in the past may have a stigma around creatine, and you know, they may have heard many things, or just think it's just for elite athletes. Where, you know, creatine really helps ATP, and you know, ATP is the muscle system's currency. That's, you know, how our muscle systems get energy through the production of ATP, and that's what creatine really helps produce. And so I like to use the analogy of, you know, currency. Where else have we heard the word currency before? Money, right? Mm-hmm. So whether you're shopping one day a week, whether you're shopping 5 days a week, whether you go shopping every week or every day, you want to have more currency. The more currency you have, the more things you can buy. So using our analogy with our muscle systems, the more ATP our muscle systems have, the more energy currency our muscles have, so the more we can do. So it's a huge positive. And, you know, having that 6,000 milligrams, so roughly 6 grams of, you know, it's the muscle maximizer matrix. You try saying that 3 times fast. but that's the main ingredient in that matrix is, you know, the creatine monohydrate through the Creapure brand, which is a fantastic ingredient in itself. So that's a great thing. So you get the pump with the L-arginine pathway. Mm-hmm. You get the energy and from the ATP in our muscle systems through the creatine, and then you get that responsible dose of caffeine through the energy matrix. So it's, in my opinion, it is the best pre-workout on the market. And I tell people, I said, you know, we can use anything. You know, I'm well versed in nutrition and, you know, performance science around nutrition. So if there was something better out there, I'd probably find it and use it. So we believe 100% in Nitro amongst our other amazing AMP products. So we choose to use the best. So that's why we use the AMP products.
Yeah, I love that. And you summed that up so perfectly. And bringing up the creatine, that is so true. I remember when we launched AMP Power, people were kind of worried about that. And we just had to remind them, like, creatine is the most studied sports ingredient in history. There is just so much cool research behind it. So I'm so glad you brought that up. Is Nitro your go-to? Are there any other products that you just think are underutilized or something that really shocked you about any of them?
You know what? I love all of the AMP line. Nitro would be the product that I use the most in combination with Nox. You know, Dr. Paul Beyondich is another great, great doctor that we have at our fingertips here with Isagenics. And I learned so much from Dr. Paul, listening to him speak and present. And, you know, my understanding is that he was one of the big guys behind the production of Nox, and how beetroot juice just increases our body's ability to produce nitric oxide. And nitric oxide is a vasodilator. Vasodilation means more blood flow. And it's a different pathway than the L-arginine pathway found in our Nitro. So again, you know, you could have one hose filling the pool, or you could have two hoses filling the pool. You know, how are you going to get more water? We want to make the hose bigger. So that's the dilation. So that's going to be the vasodilator. And then you're going to have another hose through the L-arginine pathway with Nitro. So you have two hoses filling the pool, and that pool is the blood flow in our body. So, you know, using Nox, what I use Nox is, if I work out early in the morning, I'm fortunate enough to have built a gym in my garage. It was a bucket list thing that when we built our house, that I wanted a gym in our third stall. So we have a nice little gym in our third stall. So I can wake up early in the morning, don't have to leave anywhere, and get a workout in. So I'll take Knox before I go to bed, before an early workout, or I take it about 90 minutes before a regular workout, or if I'm, you know, crunched on time and I forget. What Dr. Paul has taught a lot of us is you swish it around in your mouth, and your saliva helps activate the nitric oxide production. So I swish it around in my mouth for like 45 seconds or a minute, and that seems to do the trick. So if you like beetroot juice and you like beets, you're going to love Knox. So that's one of my favorite products. And then for kids, Amped Hydrate is absolutely amazing. Mm-hmm. You know, you think about going into a hockey rink, and I'm in hockey rinks all year long, and you have concession stands, mm-hmm. whether you're going into a basketball arena, you're going to a hockey rink, a football stadium, baseball, any sport, you see all these concession stands or even vending machines with very popular sports drinks in them. And these sports drinks are filled with artificial colors, you know, a lot of sugar, or the ones that have no sugar are filled with artificial sweeteners. And we know the damage that artificial sweeteners do to our digestive system, and, you know, the damage that it does to our healthy gut bacteria and all that. So we stay away from artificial sweeteners. So with Amped Hydrate, it's such a great product because kids love it because it tastes great. Parents love it because it has a really responsible amount of sugars in it, which really help energy. And I think it has half the sugar that traditional sports drinks have that you would find, you know, at your gas stations, your convenience stores, or at the concession stands. And it's priced so competitively that it's a way better value than anything else that's out there. And, you know, we've found, you know, specifically with my son and our athletes and my daughter, they perform so much more consistently over the course of, you know, the hour or the 90 minutes that they're on the ice when their water bottles are filled with Amped Hydrate, because they get that, the, you know, the electrolytes, they get the vitamins and minerals, and they get the responsible amount of sugar in the Amped Hydrate, and they want to drink it too. That's a huge thing. You know, hydration is something we haven't even touched on yet. Uh-huh. And that's so important, is the hydration. And for kids, they're going to want to drink their full water bottle when it's filled with Amped Hydrate. probably when they're going to be way more likely to get that water in them when it's filled with Amped Hydrate than with plain water. So it's such a huge win. So the Hydrate for the athletes is just incredible.
I totally agree. Even here, just living in Arizona, I know this isn't an issue for you here, but we are in the 100, 110 range right now. And having it on a daily basis is just a great way to, you know, rehydrate, refuel, just on a daily basis. So, and you just hit on so many great things. Amped Knox, I truly believe that is our most underutilized product. Like, it is amazing. We have clinical research showing, you know, that it just supports better blood flow. It is an amazing product. And I just loved everything you said about all of it. But I guess we should start wrapping up. I have a couple more questions for you. Just, you know, being sure. In this arena, athletes, they know everything about sports supplements and how to fuel their body. So sometimes it can be kind of hard, you know, talking about what you do with other people when they believe that they know exactly what needs to be done for the best performance. One thing that I hear a lot from athletes or are really educated, this is a really educated group, and they want to know why they would choose Isagenics when they could go to GNC and or a store like that and buy something cheaper. I heard you kind of mention this earlier in this talk, but could you just hit on that again? Like, why Isagenics as opposed to...
All right. Yeah. And I think that's like the granddaddy of all the questions, because that's what really everyone wants to know. Like, why yeah. Isagenics? And you know what, one thing we talk about is what our food costs or what our supplements cost is not what they're worth. So again, what Isagenics costs is not what it's worth, because cost is just one part of the equation. Cost, you know, is just one part of the equation. So value to me, what something's worth, is what I get over what I give. You value is utility over cost. What I get over what I give. So many people are very familiar with money. There's like, all right, I had $20 for a bottle of protein, or, you know, I went to Walmart or Target and I saw 12 protein bars on the end display for $10. And, oh, wow, I know I need protein bars, so I'm going to grab this and then grab that. So that's the first thing. And the next thing is that what Isagenix does is it gives us sufficient and pure solutions. So that is so important. It gives us enough of the right stuff and only the right stuff. So what I love about Isagenix is the quality and that there's no junk in it. And that's the biggest thing. Like, what we want to do is we want to put the right things in our body, right? The healthy fats, the high quality protein, the good carbohydrates, the vitamins, the minerals. We want to get all that right stuff at a very high quality. So, you know, our body can really use it. Right. Mm-hmm. And what we want to do is we want to get all the right stuff without compromising and cutting corners with artificial sweeteners, artificial flavors, artificial colors, none of that junk. So Isagenix has this no compromise mentality where we're only putting the best stuff into our products, and it comes through in the way, you know, our customers and our athletes look, perform, and feel. And I just think the retention and the amount of people, whether they're athletes or not athletes, that make our products a part of their healthy lifestyle, and not just to lose weight, not just to increase their performance, but just to make living a healthy lifestyle more convenient, is just incredible. The number of people that just make these products a part of their lifestyle really speaks for itself. So that's why we choose Isagenix.
That is amazing. Yeah, I love that. I don't have anything to add on top of that. thank you so much, Zach. I loved hearing from you, and hopefully we can get you back on Science Talk soon. Talking to you was so enlightening, and I love getting the hockey perspective. We never get that down here in Arizona, so I loved it. Thank you so much.
Oh, Taylor, it's absolutely my pleasure. Again, I'm just grateful for the opportunity to share. And, you know, my goal is through sharing my experiences that will inspire someone else out there that's maybe listening, that's on the fence, or that's not sure, or maybe someone can share this podcast with a buddy that maybe is in a similar situation to me, and it will inspire them, you know, to make Isagenix part of their lifestyle and really give it a look, because I am 100% confident that it's benefited my life in so many tremendous ways, our athletes' lives, and as well as my family's life. So I'm just grateful for the opportunity, and it was absolutely my pleasure.
Thank you so much. Have a good one, Zach.
Product statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. If you are pregnant, nursing, diabetic, on medication, have a medical condition, or on a weight control program, consult your physician before using Isagenix products or making any other dietary changes. Discontinue if adverse event occurs.